Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Up, and they stay there. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live. Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai Performance Center. Locker cleanout going on. All right, so we got to talk to a number of players already. I was kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. Locker room opened at 9:30, maybe 9:15 we were in there.
Yeah, I pulled up. I was like, what the hell are they giving out over here, government cheese? It's some damn cars in that parking lot today.
I think, you know, a lot of local media will travel to Philly because it's a pretty easy game. I was still kind of surprised to not see some of the folks that were – some people I thought would be in Philly weren't. But this, everybody comes to. And honestly, the biggest thing is Jaden Daniels will talk at some point today.
Mm-hmm.
A number of veterans already talked. Terry McLaurin, Mariota, Javon Kinlaw, Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel was asked about his future. And I thought, honestly, I grew to really like Deebo this year. His reputation with the media was not always, coming from San Fran, not always the best. And what I learned with Deebo, he was really insightful and cool when you asked him about somebody else. He's just a dude that doesn't really like talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask Deebo about the development of Bill or Jalen Lane or what it means to play alongside Terry, he would give you really good answers. Mm-hmm. And just as a human, I feel like that's kind of an admirable quality in a world where everybody loves talking about themselves.
Yeah. I just think that when you hear people say a person is a certain way in the media, I always want to know what kind of experience you've had with that person.
Right.
Okay, maybe you crossed that person and they came at you, and now you're putting out a word on them that they're bad. Let's be real. There's a lot of asses in the media, okay? And they come in with the mindset that I have a story to get, and they want you to do what they want you to do. Like last night I was listening to the show after the game, and this lady asked Aaron Rodgers about was he got another football game coming up. Oh, you're going to ride off in the sunset after this? Then she say, well, I had to ask the question. No, you didn't have to ask the damn question. Okay, they still have another game. If this was his last game and he wasn't playing again, you can ask that question.
Yo, locker cleanout is when you ask.
Yes,
that.
But that's what I'm saying. So I heard a lot about Deebo as well and had a chance to talk to him this year. and then watch him. And I'm like, this dude right here is not what I've heard. And we've been hearing over the last few, years or so, it's a bunch of people in San Francisco in the media that are worse than any player they ever tried to explain.
Yeah.
They try to describe. So it's just, it's weird to me. And I've been on both sides of it. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen more of the buttholes on this side of it than I see on in that play in the locker room. I'm going to be honest with you on that.
So I want to just have a bit of a conversation around tanking, because I know a lot of folks are mad that Washington didn't tank. And I think there's a number of ways that just shows the disconnect between NFL locker rooms and buildings and fans.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have an honest conversation about yesterday? They started a third-string quarterback, and he had two turnovers. They weren't exactly, like, if they were gung-ho about this thing, you think they don't go to Marcus? Hey, man, we really need you. You think you can gut this out?
Yeah.
Like, if you can, if you want to say late in this game, all right, you could just hand it off. You're down a touchdown in the second half. Put it into C-Rod's belly. But, like, that's not fair to the players on the field.
It's not fair to the player, but what I hate about that, even that analogy, Jay, those same people who think that, if you do that, those same people are going to be bashing the hell out of the team today.
They started a third-string quarterback for the last two games. Like, it's not like they were making trades late in the year to try to bolster a – like, you remember what the Wiz did, and I hated when they did this, but they would fight like hell to get the 7 seed. And that's why eventually the whole fan base was like, tear it all down, and that's how we landed where we are, where we think the Wiz are back on the way up. Like, this team didn't do that.
No.
They weren't adding at the trade deadline. No. Maybe they could have sold more, but it seems like it's a little
understand,
unrealistic.
Football and hockey is different than the other two. That's just that's how it is. I know people see what basketball does, they see what baseball does, and they just say, well, you could do this. It's not that easy in those two sports to do something like that. You know, in hockey, hell, your star player is on the ice. He's not on the ice 50% of the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you can't do it in that. And in football, one guy can make a difference, but he doesn't make the difference as that one guy on basketball, that one guy that you probably get. You get a damn good pitcher. Every time he pitches, you probably know you can win the game.
At least break a losing streak.
You know what
right?
I'm saying?
Isn't that what aces
do? In football, it's difficult. But I have sat here, and see, you know me, I'm kind of like a mad scientist, the way I act. I have sat here and listened to, so I go online sometimes, and I like to follow when the people that makes the most noise, okay? And the same damn person that's arguing against something 1 week, the next week he's arguing for it. You know why? Because that's the side that everybody else is going against now. So he wants to just jump on the other side. I have gotten to the point where I don't care what they're arguing about anymore. I don't care what half of them want on the media, social media. Because you know what? They're going to change it anyway. They just want to be on the side that's the loudest. So one finger salute to you. That's the way I am with it. I've gotten to the point now where, dude, I see the same people arguing against stuff that they have been saying that they don't want to see. And then all of a sudden they get it one time, and then they are all back and forth, like wishy-washy. And that's the problem with this damn social media thing, where we have people who are making this noise. Well, you don't know who the hell they are. But if you just do some of the things like I do, follow their little, find out their name, and just check it out. Do it a couple of times. You'll be amazed.
Now, you can point to a difference in Philly had Devontae Smith out there early, and he was chopping it up, and then they pulled him, right?
Yeah,
Philly also has a game to play.
They had him out there. He needed 40 yards, and
they
went
right.
and got his money.
Right. Could you have pulled Terry and Debo in the second half? Sure. But you know what Debo's trying to
did
do?
Did Terry and Debo?
Debo was also trying to hit incentives. And he's showing all of the league, 32 teams, yo, I'm still running hard.
Did you watch Terry and Debo in the second half? Did Terry and Debo look like they didn't want to be out there?
Right.
You know, the thing about some guys, the mindset is, when you step on the field, I'm here to play. That's just what they do. You know, what I was, if they told me I had to dress out, I didn't want to go in the game for a play, a quarter, and then come out. if I'm dressed out, I am ready to go into the damn game. And my coaches knew, if after you took me out the game, you might want to take my equipment away from me because I'm going to be trying to get back out there.
Also, dude, if you don't think they did a proper job testing, should we also keep in mind they sat Jaden for the last month of the season when the head coach at one point said he could have gone back in? Then they decided we're shutting him down, and they said it's part team, part medical. Like, they made a pretty big damn decision in mid-December, and that just gets glossed over.
That doesn't make a difference, Jake. That does not work with my argument I want to have.
Right.
You know? And that's how people are, man. Listen, I have listened to so many people make this whole thing about them. I don't give a damn about them. I give a damn about this team getting better. And what I see happen, look, for what it's worth, there are some guys that are going to take something from that yesterday, and they're going to take it into this offseason, and it's going to jumpstart them to something else. I had a chance to talk to C-Rod coming off the field after the game. And just looking in that dude's face, I watched this dude some years prior where he was confused, didn't know if he was doing anything right. I was like, so what's next, bro? And he's like, man, can't wait to get back at it because now I know what to do. You see him, like, when you came to me, you said, man, C-Rod, so he came back. He's lost weight. He's faster. And then you watch him the whole year. He had something to take from that yesterday because when you watched the game yesterday, and I love both of them, Bill and C-Rod, but in a game like that, when it's cold like that, and the offensive line is blocking you to get 3 yards, 4 yards, C-Rod's running style was better for that.
Sure.
Because C-Rod comes downhill. If you block three, he gets four. You block one, he gets two, three. Bill is the guy who's going to come in there and try to look to jump. And eventually, you're going to be blocked for five, and you're going to get two, get three. And he has the breakaway speed. But he also seems better when somebody batters him up a little bit. Then he comes in and cleans it up. Those two guys could be very damn good moving for your future.
C-Rod, restricted free agent. We'll see what his future is. As far as, like, building the momentum from yesterday going forward, this team is going to look so dramatically different that I'm not sure it really carries over. But for the dudes leaving it all on the field yesterday, I watched Nick Allegretti, who's been really valuable to this team for 2 years. And what'd he say? Walk right past this beat. He's like, man, it wasn't pretty, but we'll take the win. Like, there is value for those players. I don't think, for me, going from 5 to 7 in a draft that is not top-heavy talent-wise and definitely isn't top-heavy quarterback draft-wise, if this was 2 years ago, the Caleb, Jaden, Drake, Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix quarterback draft, that's a different scenario. 5 to 7 carries real value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Ty Simpson has a hell of a combine and all of a sudden there's interest in him. I just don't think the quarterbacks are going to determine the top of this draft. You should lose a lot of sleep over 5 to 7. If you look at the more modern draft value charts, there's not a gigantic delta in 5 to 7. A lot of the old school draft value charts, the Jimmy Johnson era, there was no rookie wage scale. So, like, the money attached to those first round picks was so significant. You had these holdouts. You had all this stuff. Like, the Jimmy Johnson draft value chart is from 1989. Like, I think it's okay to recognize that is modernized.
I think the way people are looked at, drafted, scouted, all that stuff has changed so drastically since Jimmy Johnson. And look, it worked when Jimmy Johnson did something in his day. Jimmy Johnson left coaching and didn't come back to it.
He came back. Came back with the Dolphins.
When he left coaching at that point, he ain't come back. Okay? Because things got better on the other side. I don't care what his chart was, because when Jimmy Johnson was in this thing, Joe Gibbs was just coaching football. He was winning. What's my man up there? And Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells felt a certain way. He just felt that you had to be a manly man to go play some football. He won. So everybody has a different way. This is not a one-size-fits-all type thing. And that's where we get to a point where if somebody does something, oh, we got to go do it. No. I've said it for the last 8, 9, 10 years. Everybody said the league is a passing league. But there's always somebody who can run the damn football very effectively, and they don't have to throw the ball around the yard too damn much. If I can run the ball and you can't stop that, why would I throw the football if You got a better quarterback. My quarterback can't throw it like yours, so I'm going to try to throw the ball like your quarterback. The problem is we keep trying to follow what everybody else does. Why not follow what works for your football team?
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley. You're hanging with us all on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching us, apparently, on the YouTube stream. Today is the first day of the new us, B. There's no YouTube. We don't have to click on any links.
There we go.
Like, we don't have to worry. White Brian's in charge. It's a whole new world.
That's the problem.
What are your predictions for the success rate of
you
this
just
whole
said White Brian's in charge.
YouTube stream
you
world.
You got to be here to be in charge.
He's here. I'm looking at him.
I know he's
him.
Here, but, Brian is late most days.
It's going to be interesting. He's here right now. He's here right now, and he's ready to rock. You know who else is here right now? Or maybe not right now, but on his way. That would be Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, we talked about this, and we're like, I don't know. We'll see. It happened.
He had put out a lot of stuff yesterday that this was the place he wanted to go.
It's remarkable. I mean, we are in the middle of NFL coaching carousel, and yet the Wiz are the biggest story in town, dude. Trading for Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a lot of Wizards talk. My boy CJ Holmes, senior NBA writer in New York, is going to join us to kind of break it down. Chris Miles, NBA TV, is going to join us at 11. I want to open the phone lines up to talk Wizards basketball, which is something we probably haven't done in like 2 years, honestly.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's real excitement about this trade and kind of what it opens up for. My kind of quick reaction, Trae Young is a hooper. I mean, the way he can shoot, I had somebody tell me when this was kind of happening, he's going to be the best point guard in D.C. since John Wall. I think he will open a lot of stuff up. Mm-hmm. Just imagine like the high screen and roll with Trae Young and Alex Saar, a guy whose offensive game is really developing. It's pretty damn exciting.
It's exciting, and I was excited about it when I heard about it because I know we look at stuff and we want to. I've seen people wonder, is it going to mess up the growth of the young guys? But you know what? No team is built with all young guys. No team is built with all old guys. If he can still ball out, he will have space. We talk about how long of a range Trae Johnson has. That opens up a lot of the floor for him as well. You know, you talk about the pick and roll with Alex Saar. It makes his team have multiple options of getting scores on the board. And when you talk about a guy, you say he's a bucket, that says a lot about your basketball team. That's a dude that can get points no matter what. And I think we've had too many years where we can't just have a guy to just go out there. Like Gil was that guy. John Wall was that guy. You know, Jameson and Karan were those guys. Trae is the same type of guy. And I understand he may be a little older than those other guys. But in basketball age, he's still young.
He's 27.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that, the rest of these dudes are 19 and 20, but he's only 27. He doesn't turn 28 till September. Like, it's a four-time All-Star.
Yes.
Obviously, they had that Eastern Conference Finals run. I think that may have been his rookie year. Dude could play. He could fill it up. He's a hell of a shooter. His range is half court. Now, I don't know enough about the questions, right? Because there are questions. But just, you've got Trae Johnson's 19, Bubs 20, Saar is 20, Bilal's 21, Keyshawn George is like the old guy at 22.
Mm-hmm.
All of those guys on rookie deals, you haven't paid a ton for any of those dudes. I mean, I guess Bilal's now in his third season, right? My concern is if Trae Young, who is a ball-dominant player, needs... I don't know how he impacts the development of the other young guys, but I also think the development of the other young guys might be helped by a really good ball handler.
Yeah.
Like, Bub is not having the year many had hoped, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Saar and Trae Johnson have a dude that is going to draw defenders, it might really help them open things up.
Yeah.
Now, when we first heard about this, we had heard it'd be Trae Young and a pick because they want to dump the salary. No picks were exchanged. This was just Kispert and McCollum for Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of to make the math work. If you're just talking about who got the better player in this deal, it's undoubtedly Washington.
Yeah.
Whenever you see something like that, it gives me pause. Like, well, why are they giving this dude away, more or less?
But trades happen in the NBA all the time, Jay. I mean, we gotta separate NFL and NBA. NBA, Kevin Durant was traded multiple times and was all over the league. LeBron James has gone to all types of teams. In the NBA, star players move. In NFL, when we see a player moving, we have to question a lot about, well, why they giving them up. In the NBA, that one person could change a team. Okay, and whether it's for 4 years, 5 years, 2 years, whatever, but he can change a team. And I think, like, how they're going to fit and how you stop from the growth of the other kid, that's on Brian Keith now. He has to be able to work that thing out. His GM and his president say, hey, this is a guy we think can help this basketball team. He has to figure that out.
See, I also think, I don't believe this is like, we're trading for Trae Young. He's a long-term, 10-year piece. We're all going to develop. I think these guys are still in just flip mode. Like, is that the name of Busta Rhymes squad, flip mode?
Yeah.
I think you get Trae now because his stock is at a low point, and he has a player option for next year, which he'll probably exercise. It's going to pay him $50 million. Mm-hmm. I think I would exercise that. And then in Washington, fresh start, this dude Schlenk is on the Wizards front office. He was the dude in Atlanta when they drafted Trae Young. I think Trae wanting to come to Washington, a lot of it has to do with this front office dude who he knows he can trust, has a relationship, whatever. I think Trae is going to get the looks he wants on this roster. I think it's kind of similar to Jordan Poole. Not Trae Young's a way better player than Jordan mm-hmm. Poole, but there were a lot of questions about Poole. Hey, if you're trying to develop this young roster, how can you have this shoot-first guy that's always looking for his own and not necessarily part of the team? They were able to let Poole play, build his stock back up, and then they flipped him. Like, mm-hmm. I will be zero surprised if a year from now Trae Young gets moved to a team that needs some scoring, that is trying to compete for a title, and they get a lot back for him. And I kind of think that's the plan.
What if he does it? What if he comes here and play great thought. And this team is going good and they feel we're going to keep him around? Because, like, when you look at all those guys you just named, 19, 20 years old, they're not going to all be here in 5-6 years anyway.
Sure.
Because they're going to start asking for money and they got to go different places. The thing about it is, I've always said you got to have a delicate balance of young and old on a basketball team. If Trae Young can still fill it up, You keep going with him. If Trae Young is going to bring you a haul, you make that move. At this point, they have to also keep fans interested and excited about something.
I don't
think
that's what this is about, because I think they've already made the commitment to, like, they've been so bad. That, I mean, you're talking 13 wins.
I understand that.
Like, the old days of we have to keep guys around to keep people in the building, they've diverted so far from that.
I don't know if – I'm not saying it's like that, but you get to a point after a certain amount of years, people are not going to keep listening to we still building. You got to have some level of excitement, some level that brings me – what make me want to come and check it out, to be looking at it. And you, that's a guy that can get that done. You know, he can have crowds coming in just to see him shoot.
Do you see the video of him finding out he was traded, sitting on the bench, and then walking into the locker room?
Yeah.
That was pretty rough.
But that happens in the NBA sure. all the yeah. time.
It's a unique league, man.
He probably was sitting on the bench because they knew they were about to trade him.
Well, I think he's played...
he's played 10 games this year.
Played 10 games
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
So clearly he's unhappy. Maybe a fresh start is what is needed for all parties. ESPN's Shams Charania is the one that broke the news of the trade. Here's how Shams kind of explained the Wizards' big move.
Malika, Trae Young wanted to be a Washington Wizard. He believes he can be a young anchor of this Washington Wizards rebuild. This has clearly been a team that's been drafting high. They're trying to figure out how to take the next step. And Wizards officials believe that Trae Young is that next step in their vision long term. And they want to build with Trae Young. And this is a team that's filled with young players, talented young players. They're going to have $46 million in cap space. And so Trae Young being that piece, and then CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert end up in Atlanta. But how does this end with Trae Young and his era over with the Hawks? And it's because it started in the offseason when the Hawks decided not to offer a contract extension to Trae Young. He has this season and next year, $49 million player option. They decided not to give him a contract extension offer. And now Trae Young is going to make his case for a long-term future with the Wizards.
It's interesting. Like, you're getting Trae at a time where he needs to produce. Now, granted, he could pick up this player option for next year. Apparently, there's a 15% trade kicker, which I was unaware of, which means you get another 15% bonus to your salary if you get traded, which is a hell of a job by an agent or whoever came up with that theory.
That agent was smart.
He can also waive it. I'm not really sure why you would, but he can waive that.
Waive it if you end up in a situation you're about to get traded and you're going somewhere you know as a contender, I'll waive it.
Right.
You about to send me to a bust-ass team, I ain't waiving it. If I'm going to go to that team, I want all of it.
Right. So. And I think the biggest thing that's interesting to me is you said a buster-ass team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Wiz out of the buster-ass team?
The Wiz have a lot of young, up-and-coming talent. And if just like I told you, I watched that game the other night. And if you've watched this team over the years, they may not be winning a ton of games, but you see a lot of exciting players on that team. You see the guys starting to play better together. They won 6 of 10 games. You start bringing in a veteran player and you start getting a little bit more out of this team, I think they can flourish quicker than we think. Now, I don't think they have enough to just go and be competing for, like you said, the 7th spot.
No.
They still going to have to grow on that, but you're watching those young dudes begin to play some high-level basketball, and they're getting great confidence. And confidence can take you over the hump. Because I watched Sar play last year and earlier this year, and that's a totally different guy I saw playing the game 2 nights ago.
I agree with that.
You know, so you can see the growth happening with them. And, hell, you get somebody in this thing and they start to get a good feel, hey, those young dudes can run a lot more than those old dudes can.
Totally agree with that. I don't think the Wiz are close. So the play-in tournament is 7 through 10, right? The Wiz are 17 games behind the Bulls. Also, probably worth pointing out, the Wiz got drilled last night in Philly. But, you know, you had guys have to leave the bench for Washington. But I think they didn't play McCollum because they knew they were about to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards' first-round pick is top 8 protected. So they have to remain bad enough to lock in that pick. I believe even with this trade for Trae Young, keeping that pick remains a priority. Where if we get to March and all of a sudden the Wiz are winning, and right now their win percentage is 278. Let's say that climbs up to 368 with Trae in town, and all of a sudden they could be in danger of missing, of not locking in the first round pick. I think all of a sudden at that point you'll start to see some people with back spasms, and they'll just start shutting some guys down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with me that the pick protection is still going to be more important than winning, or do you think this changes that calculus?
I think they are starting to get a rhythm now, and they want to see where things are to start moving forward. That pick is probably important, but I think if they see some things and some growth on this basketball team and some of the talent they have, it may not be as important. Because what you're starting to see is these guys are starting to believe in themselves. These guys are starting to show they can compete and be make noise in this league. You start getting some other pieces along the way, then you start getting fans seeing that, hell, these guys getting better and you still trying to lose? You have problems in that part right there.
I think you get one more year of, especially with fans understand. I think if you're a Wizards fan at this point, you understand the pick protection and what the long-term goals are and all that stuff, and I think people will understand. I won't be shocked at all if that's what happens. It's going to be interesting, though. Trae Young's going to change this up. And I was already going Friday night. Pelicans are coming to town. Derek Queen's coming to town. Assuming that... Now, NBA trades are weird. It has to be made official at some point today. I guess it becomes official. Maybe that's not till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Trae Young will play Friday night. He might be hurt, right? Like, I guess we got to find that out. If he's only played 10 games out of roughly 35, you got to find out how healthy he is. But even if he's just in the building, I think the Wizards game Friday night, with Derek Queen on one side, the Maryland, you know, player, Maryland alum, whatever you want to call him, and then the Wiz winning a couple games lately, getting Trae Young, I think that will be the juiciest Wizards game in a while. Not to mention, the Pelicans stink. The Wiz could win that. The Wiz could be favored in that game, honestly.
Mm. They probably should be.
The Wiz have more wins than the Pelicans.
Mm.
Yo, oh, isn't this kind of surprising? The Wiz are not the worst team in the East. The Pacers are. Do you know what the Pacers' record is?
What, they got like 5-6 wins?
6-31. Mm-hmm. Now you have a massive injury in the NBA Finals, and they're clearly going to try to like parlay that into some picks to support Haliburton when he comes back. The Pelicans are 8-31. The Kings are 8-29. So not only are the Wiz not the worst team in the NBA, they're not bottom three.
And they were trying to lose.
Dude, and the
necessarily trying to lose, but they were making sure that the young people were going to play.
And the Wiz are right around. The Jazz only have 12 wins. The Clippers only have 13. The Nets only have 11. The top eight thing becomes a real thing at some point.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the lottery balls bounce. Like, if you have to be bottom six to guarantee your top eight, you know what I mean? Because teams can slide down. So you might have to be bottom five or six to guarantee. White Brian, I feel like you might know that. Like, where do you have to be to guarantee you keep that pick? Because it's not just eighth worst. It's got to be a little bit higher based on lottery stuff, right?
I would guess.
You got the lottery is so convoluted with rules, it's hard to keep up with.
All right, Dub B, while we got you, how we doing on the stream? This is the first day of the new stream.
Yeah, so far so good.
But now I don't know where the chat is. I don't know where anything is.
You go
the
to
chat,
you go
we're
to,
gonna have to figure that out.
You go to 1067 Fan on YouTube.
I'm at 1067 The Fan on YouTube.
You can't find that chat. The chat, it only pops up right there.
All right, hang on. Let's see. Oh, the chat's there.
Yeah.
What up, chat? All right. Here's what we're going to do. CJ Holmes will join the program next, breaking down this Trae Young trade for the Wizards. What'd they get? How'd this go? How did it land that a four-time All-Star?
That looks so much better. These new cameras than that stuff we had before.
Does it?
It's clearer, dog.
I'm still seeing a Collars & Co. ad. Yo, I wore my Merino wool polo
last night. I saw you
eating
your cheese pizza.
Yo, that pizza, the cheesy bread.
Cheesy
phenomenal.
Bread, yeah.
I'm thinking about Jeff Walker's birthdays next week. Maybe we get a Paisano's feast in here. All right, there's the news we were all kind of waiting for, frankly. Source confirms to me that Dan Quinn met with Cliff Kingsbury this morning to discuss changes to the offense, and both parties decided to mutually agree to part ways. Again, not necessarily a surprise, but this is a big deal. Kind of what happens next? What do they do? B, your level of just kind of your reaction to this now becoming official.
You hear one thing about it. We hear a lot of rumors and we always dismiss. So we say what makes us feel good. This is something that kind of seemed like what the rumors were and what you were hearing that was kind of leading to this direction. So, now you have to make sure you get somebody. Hell, they may have somebody in the building, or you may bring somebody else in. Brian Johnson was a former offensive coordinator. He did a lot of great stuff with Jalen Hurts up there in Philadelphia. You know, we talk about the other young man that's possibly becoming an offensive coordinator in this league.
David
on the
Blau,
team.
Blau. Ryan,
so you got different people out there. But as I stated earlier, if every year Cliff is going to be the hot topic of going somewhere else, doing this, doing that, and then your quarterback gets hurt, and you know, people saw, didn't really see a change in the offense when he got back, you make a move, you know, and that's, this is something where they made a move to mutually agree to part ways, but they did make a move, and it has to tell you, maybe, just maybe somebody would say, we need you to adjust, and there were no adjustments.
I tell you, the one thing I would have said is, if Cliff was there and then Joe Witt was still around, that wouldn't have made sense, even if it was a formality. I'm glad they made this, I'm glad the news got out.
I don't think one has nothing to do with the other one.
Sure, but I think if you're taking this seriously and you're redoing everything, then you got to redo both of these. What does it say, Brian, to you, in year after 2 years now, they've gotten rid of both coordinators?
I mean, Cliff is a guy who's going to be always the guy talking about getting another job. Joe, he had dressed up his first time becoming a coordinator. They gave him a chance. He had 2 years. Okay, and the NFL don't wait that long for you. And the thing about Cliff has been around here long enough now to where people are going to, he's either a person you like or you don't. That's how it's become. And the whole thing is not about appeasing people's systems and their feelings. It's about winning on this football team. And you just got to move forward from that.
I think a lot of this is the style of offense, going no huddle, putting more reps on Jaden, more situations on Jaden. The biggest thing is, who are you going to get, right? We can argue if Dan Quinn should call the plays defensively. Dan Quinn ain't going to call the plays offensively, period. Mm-hmm.
True about that.
The biggest question becomes, who's next? Who's going to be calling the plays? And because of Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan. They lost. But the amount of success Quinn saw, and then Kyle left and Mike McDaniel worked for him. Like, it's hard for me to think somebody from the Shanahan, whether you want to call it coaching tree or not, somebody that runs that Shanahan offense won't be coming to town, which means more under center. It means more play action. Typically means running the ball a bit more. I don't know that answer. And I think there's going to be significant competition for the best candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of me does agree that this could be a mutual parting of ways here. You also got to wonder who the hell the next defensive coordinator is going to be. But that is a little bit different because of DQ's still here. So you'd think it is still kind of Dan's defense, or at least perception. Mike McDaniel looks like he's sticking around.
Yep.
In Miami. You go back. I mean, there's a lot of people that could make sense. Daryl Bevel, somebody that was the offensive coordinator when Dan Quinn was with Seattle. He's been on Mike McDaniel's staff in Miami. Honestly, I've said this about the defensive side of the ball, and I think for me, you look at the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. This does not have to be somebody you're overly familiar with. This has to be the best coach you think there is for the job.
Yeah.
And if you look around the league, who are some of the OCs with really high aptitude that don't get to call plays? Like, Liam Cohen is calling the plays in Jacksonville. Who's his number two? Is that a mind you think could be pretty interesting?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Denver, Sean Payton's calling the plays. Who's the number two there? Or perhaps it's even Carolina. Or, you know what I mean? Like, where are their offensive coaches that are calling their own plays? This has happened to the Rams time and time again, where Sean McVay is the play caller, but that OC keeps getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, you got to cast a wide net on this. You also, Jaden should have input. You got to make sure Jaden continues to get input. So how does that shake out? I think there's a lot of factors at play, But familiarity should not be the guidepost here. It should be best guy for the job. And I think you got maybe you consider your own options. You consider Brian Johnson in-house. Maybe Anthony Lynn you consider in-house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those are guys that already know everything going on. And with the decision, when they hired Cliff, that was stepping outside of their comfort zone, right? Like, AP and Cliff have a relationship going back probably close to 30 years when they were both in New England. But at the same time, it's not like Quinn had coached with Cliff before.
Yeah.
I got a name I don't hate. I don't think he's equipped to be a head coach, but I think Brian Daboll can run some good offense. That'd be an interesting one. Like, there's going to be a lot of names out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what folks are going to do. A lot of moving parts. Finally got the news. I want to let the Aquarium boys react. Jeff, Cliff's out, Witt's out. The Witt thing, you already demoted the guy. That was a matter of time. Cliff's the news here. What's your reaction?
I thought he was going to get one more year because of the fact that he did have a good season with Jaden the year before that. Of course I'm ready to see what new defensive coordinator, what new offensive coordinator we get. The thing I'm most excited to see about this offseason is what is AP going to do? I'm fine with the coordinators. What is AP going to do to make up for the draft picks we lost? What is he going to do in the draft? Is he doing anything in free agency? Like you said, with Witt, we knew it was coming after the demotion. Like I said, I thought they would try to give Cliff another chance because Jaden was hurt this year. But, hey, that's the game. We just got to see what our next coordinators do when they come.
I don't think Cliff getting another chance because Jaden was hurt this year is the correct way to look at it. I think they are looking at it as Jaden got hurt this year.
Because of.
Maybe not because, but how do we make sure there's less of that? And we think this offense might be a factor. I think if you have to dial this down to one thing, I think they have questions about Cliff's ability to protect Jaden. Because Jaden's got to be Jaden on the field. But
another thing that stuck out this year, too. Remember last year, everyone was like, oh, yeah, Cliff, he started out strong, but it's going to start to fade. That stuck out a lot this season.
Yeah. I mean, there are things that really stand out. Professor Landini, your reaction, sir. Cliff's out.
I'm not all that upset by it. I wasn't particularly excited when they hired him a couple of years ago. Last year, obviously, the offense did well, but, you know, I kind of feel like a lot of that was Jaden pulling a rabbit out of his hat a lot of times. And the offense just, frankly, it didn't look good this year when Jaden was playing. And I think you got to put a lot of that on Cliff Kingsbury. And it's the job of whoever's going to be the offensive coordinator here to, you know, work with Jaden and put up a good offensive numbers. So I'm excited for whoever they're going to bring in.
Yeah, I like David Blau a lot. I don't know that they would make – that'd be a pretty aggressive move. I kind of was charting this out early. Some interesting moments this year with Cliff Kingsbury. B, you go all the way back to August.
Mm-hmm.
Dan was consistently saying pretty much nothing about Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, yeah, it'll get worked out. We're not worried. Cliff was the one that came out and said, yeah, we need him on the grass. There's a reason our offense doesn't look as good.
Yeah. But as much as that he gets praised for that, for speaking up for what he needs, a lot of people see that as going away from what the company mindset is.
Fans may have appreciated that he said it. No, that's what I'm saying. In the building,
fans agree, and a lot of people go, oh, man, he spoke up. But the whole thing about it is, that's kind of showing a crack. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want that.
I charted these out just over the last couple days thinking about stuff. August 15th, Cliff says the needs to be on the grass line about Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
November 2nd, and I think if you had to really pinpoint one thing, Dan Quinn took all the heat for Jaden still being in that game. I think most of that is deserved. But you can also control what gets called. And there was an RPO call down 30 against Seattle. Jaden ends up hurting his elbow on that. I was told in no uncertain terms, and I'll give myself a little room, in some uncertain terms, that once Jaden came back against the Vikings after the bye, that the designed quarterback runs were out of the system. Think back to second and goal from the two when they run three straight pass plays. Think back to the success they've had on that little QB draw to the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. That was their cheat code in 24.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it. Jaden still ends up getting hurt in the second half of that game. Then late in the year, Josh Johnson at quarterback, they're under center way more. And mm-hmm. and it was, we were told it's because Josh is more comfortable that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what Marcus and Jaden said a lot of is we love the system. Cliff's, we get a ton of information. We get a ton of input. How do you think Jaden's feeling this morning or with this news?
Listen, man, one thing about football, if you play football long enough, people are there one day, they're gone the next. You get used to it. You get used to change. I don't think he's thrilled. I don't think he's disappointed. I think it's just you go through it and you're like, okay, what's next? And you start figuring out what you got to do. I don't think players get to the point. And let's just be real. You think Jaden and those players hadn't been hearing the stuff around too? They sense things.
Sure.
You know, I always say, like my little comment, don't just read the writing on the wall, understand it. They have probably heard more stuff than we've heard. They've seen differences and changes and things like that. If you're with some people every day, you notice a change.
Yeah, I think Jaden's mom, Regina, did tweet out 2 days ago, really excited for 2026, another year for Jaden and Cliff. I thought that was kind of interesting. Jaden yesterday said how much he loves playing for Cliff, wish he had a chance to play more for him. But this is also the big city, right? It's pro sports. Like, you don't get to call everything. If there was one thing we slammed the organization during the Robert days was how much control he had. Clearly, this isn't Jaden's decision to make.
And like I said, he'll have input in stuff. Input to a degree.
Input doesn't mean final decision making.
Bam.
I want to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Cliff Kingsbury is out as offensive coordinator. What is your reaction? Let's go to Elijah in D.C.
Elijah. What's up, Eli?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I feel like the writing was kind of on the wall. This game is adjust or be eaten or evolve or be eaten. And I didn't see the evolution in season based off all of the analytics that we have for now. Even me, I couldn't go out there and call plays. But based off what I'm seeing around the league, I knew I would be able to know enough to put Jaden under center, and just with the eye test. And I just don't think Cliff was willing to adjust based off of the eye test. And this stuff was going on in meetings. If we were having these conversations, they were looking at these plays and breaking them down and having those conversations about adjusting. These are the things that we need to do. So I do think the team is built for more under center. I think your offensive line, those big guys, could be more aggressive. So, you know, I think this is the right time because my fear was if he was to stay and then we have another draft and then he goes, you got new rookies who now have to learn two new playbooks. And I just wasn't certain how that would look. So you get it out the way now and then you restart and then you see what you get. So I'm cool with it. I think the run game and certain elements are there that are attractive for an OC. If he come in, he say, well, they got Tunsil over there. They got some development at the right side of the tackle. Obviously, they got five. Bill, he's a guy that's coming along. So I think the ingredients are there for a guy to say, man, let me just get them a tight end. Let me get them a number two. And let me get some action going. Debo, because he's a safety net during this time. So this is going to be an interesting time. And I'm kind of glad this happened now before we kind of behind the eight ball and other situations. if we're going to take advantage of Jaden's time and this rookie contract, you better really get what you think you better have, because this time is definitely slipping away in that regard. So we got to get cooking on whatever we think we're going to go. So appreciate y'all, man.
All right, bye. Appreciate you, dude. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Phone lines are going to be lit up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Breaking news today. Somewhat expected. Certainly, Joe Witt is out as defensive coordinator for the Commanders. That's not a surprise. Cliff Kingsbury is out as offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. One real question, B, how desirable is that OC job? How desirable is it to come here, be the play caller for Jaden Daniels? We explore that next. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you're looking for comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to our friends over at Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. You forgot to turn down the heat before you went on vacation? You know what? With Root, you can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part, the Root systems are whisper quiet. You don't get any of that noisy interruptions, no more clanging in the middle of the night in your ducts. It's just peace of mind. Root's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which operates efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood.
All right, B, we haven't had one of these in a while. But now we got one.
What we got?
Jordan Schultz has been on the program before. Kind of works for himself. Hosts a podcast with Draymond Green. Jordan Schultz, 15 minutes ago, tweeted out, sources. Part of the issue the Commanders have had in the building is the front office meddling with the coaching staff on personnel and which players to use. An ongoing problem dating back to 2024 when they were having success. With the team struggling this year, it reached new heights and there were notable disagreements. Moreover, I have not gotten the impression Dan Quinn wanted to move on from his coordinators. The entire disconnect is one to watch as we head into 2026. There's a lot of bleep going on there, a source said. What do you make of it?
What I'm hearing right there, because if you look at who was playing and who wasn't playing and how they were performing, how would you believe somebody else was telling them that person had to play?
If the front office was meddling, wouldn't they push for younger players?
I would think. So I don't want, listen, bro. When things go wrong for certain people, some accept it as adults and move forward to the next one. And some decide, okay, well, if I'm out, I'm going to blow the whole damn thing up. So when I hear sources, source don't mean source to me anymore all the time. Sometimes source mean SS. The last word is starter. Okay? And that happens at this level. And let's be real. Okay? I understand media, and we want to give everybody credit for being a damn good reporter, but some people like to just go with the stuff. And I don't know if I buy that one 100%.
I don't know, man. Is there some S going on in the building? Yeah, they just fired both their coordinators. Mm-hmm. And according to Nikki Javala, also fired their O-line coach. I think you could argue the offensive line was
probably as good as they come.
The best unit in that building.
Yeah.
Outside of their punt and kick coverage units. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If the front office is meddling, one, I believe like the DQ Adam Peters relationship is super tight. I believe that. I see that. Like I know that, right? Mm-hmm. Those guys are talking all the time about.
So if who are they meddling with? Okay, if the front office is meddling, are they going around DQ and go to other position coaches? So if those two guys have a great relationship and they don't shy away from saying they communicate about a lot of stuff. And DQ has said he has the final say. So the question would be, if it's a Discord, who are they talking to besides DQ?
The only thing that I at least question looking at this report from Jordan Schultz, who again is kind of a self-employed dude. Jordan Schultz is a very different reporter than somebody with the ESPN or NFL Network or The Athletic or something. This is a different beast here. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking the reporting because he's been right about stuff. I know Jordan was the only national reporter when we were at Eastern Motors with Terry McLaurin. Like, he has serious relationships around the league. The only thing I can wonder, because I was surprised by Bobby Johnson getting fired. I don't know if you were. The Kingsbury stuff, by the time we got to the finish line on it, wasn't a surprise. In fact, yesterday, you and I texted in the morning. We were waiting for it to happen, and we weren't sure if it would happen while we were on the air or not, right? You draft Coleman. He plays left tackle for you for the rookie season. Admirably. Not always great, but admirably.
Mm-hmm.
Then you trade for Tunsil. Then you draft Connerly with the plan of Coleman being your left guard. A few weeks in, Coleman can't get it done. You go to Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman's inactive. Eventually, Coleman works his way back up into active status. Eventually, Tunsil misses some time. I think Coleman fills in on the left side pretty well. I could see the front office caring about how that all worked out, how everything was going on the offensive line. And I wouldn't think much about that until last night. Your line coach was fired, even though that group performed at about the best of any group.
They performed well, but I'm going to ask this question.
Now, that may be stretching too far. I don't know.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. Who you saw playing over somebody that wasn't playing, thinking that somebody was forcing them to play?
I don't, but I wonder.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that reporting right there make me ask a question. And I am going through as much as I've seen who played that shouldn't have been playing and somebody else was so great behind them.
I don't know that answer. But if you were to look and try to come up with conspiracy theories here, as the year progressed and Ben Sennett was a third-round pick and he's not getting any playing time, and the offensive coordinator, who's since been fired, is sticking with the veteran who he brought here. Remember, Zach Ertz was the first dude they signed. Zach Cliff traded for Ertz in Arizona. Maybe that's one eventually the front office is like, yo, why isn't the kid playing?
But the question I would ask about that is,
you're asking me where could it be, and I'm trying to come up with thoughts.
That's where I come from, because I like Ben Sennett too. And I know after he caught one pass for a long period, see, every time he goes on the field, he performs. But did you watch the last game? Okay. And there were three plays in a row that were negative. And I think what people don't look at is the overall of what you're doing on the field. Not one play here, one play there. Still, the question would be, should Ben be playing before Zach? Before Zach got hurt? I doubt it. Seriously. So I don't understand that one right there. So I don't know if that's somebody throwing a grenade on the way out and say, if I'm going down, I'm taking everything with me. But I would understand it if I knew somebody that this guy is a ball buster. Why is he not out there?
Totally, man. I mean,
like, listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't just jump on stuff. If I know factually some things are happening, I love to discuss it at a high, high level. But I am going through every position that I could think about, and I don't think nobody was sitting on the bench that needed to be on the football field.
I agree with you. I believe in meritocracy and guys forcing their way out there, right?
Yes.
But this is interesting because it's hard to not think. I think Cliff will go high road throughout this. I don't think we're ever going to publicly hear from Cliff, period. But if you're a representative for Cliff Kingsbury and you'd like your guy to get a head coaching job, you got to cover your tracks a little. Hey, we're going to get some interviews here. We got to make sure that our side of events is out there. I don't know that that's the case.
No,
but like,
I understand that, but you know what?
When you look at this, all of a sudden, the only national report that emerged last weekend was that there was beef between Cliff and AP. And now this report is, hey, man, a lot of people think the front office is meddling with the coaching staff too much. There seems to be a consistency there. For me, how much do you believe it's chaotic over there and there's real trouble? Or do you think this is DQ pressing the reset button, running his own building, recognizing he's got to get better?
I don't think it's chaotic, but I will say this. I don't ever think that it's just the one person that is doing stuff. I think any time a decision of that magnitude is made, it's a group thing. It's not one person. So, no, I don't. I've been around too often. And if there were chaos, I would have seen some chaos. But I can tell you this. That decision that was made the other day is not a one-man thing. That's what I believe. Because I've been around sports too long. And I know people like to say the coach makes final say. And I've been with some of the strongest coaches in this damn NFL, in Andy and Joe. And you know when they made decisions, they didn't make it by them damn selves. So I'll be damned if DQ is making one by himself, 100%.
Barry Sferluga will join us at noon. Maybe we'll sneak some phone calls in. I know folks are on hold. Lot going on out there. There's a report that it's fairly chaotic in Ashburn. Is that real? Is there a lot of moving parts? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talking about all the great work Better Services has done at my home. They've taken care of all my appliances. When we were down and out dealing with that flood, they came to the rescue, and now they're about to hook it up again. Better Services, beyond the work they can do on your appliances, maybe you need a repair, maybe you need new ones, go check out their showroom in Kensington. They also have handyman services. I got Better Services coming to the house Monday to put some handles on some cabinets and to fix some holes in the wall that my crazy kids pulled a gate out of the wall. And they asked, do you need a new gate? I said, no, unless I can start pinning the children inside rather than keeping them downstairs. No, I don't need a new gate. I just need the holes in the wall fixed. They're going to take care of it. Whatever it is you're looking for. Say you need handyman services, call Better. Say you're thinking about a renovation, a bathroom or a kitchen, call Better. Or go with their bread and butter. They can take care of all your appliances. Check out the showroom in Kensington. They've got all the makes and models you're looking for. They can offer next day delivery or maybe even same day delivery. Plus, they will haul off your old appliances. Check them out online at betterservices.com. That's B-E-T-T-A-R, betterservices.com. You better get better. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High Noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to the folks hanging out on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page. New cameras. That joint looks good.
It does.
We're going to the Rude guest hotline right away. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. David Aldridge from The Athletic,
the
D.C.
The legend.
D.A., the Hall of Famer. What's up, dude?
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What up, D?
Things got busy all of a sudden for us, D.A.
I like it. It meets the alternative.
Sure does.
Yeah, you got to dip your toe into your old school, too, now.
Yeah. Let's start on the hardwood. Wizards yeah. trade for Trae Young. D.A., yep. there's nobody that knows the association better than you. How yep. surprised were you by this, or at least when you first heard of it, to kind of get into the finish line?
I was not surprised that it got done once it was obvious that Trae Young had an interest in the Wizards. I'm a little surprised that the Wizards went for it. Couple reasons, you know, one is the obvious one. He doesn't fit anything in any way what they've put together the last 2 years. You know, they've drafted Young, they've drafted Long, they've drafted guys like who want to try to play defense. They want guys that can switch, play multiple positions, and Trae fits none of those categories. He's 6'2", 164. That is yeah. tiny. It's tiny in the NBA. He's not a good defensive player at all. He's just not. You know, yeah. you can't. There's no way to spin it. He's not a good defensive player. He's not any worse than C.J. McCollum was, but he's not good. You know, like, so. And even more than that, though, guys, the thing that I just kind of scratch my head about is, you know, these guys, for the first time over these last couple of weeks, we finally started to see these young guys really start to play well. Like, for real. Like, not, you know, not BS playing against bad teams. They have played really good basketball against some, you know, pretty solid teams. They beat Milwaukee twice. They beat Orlando the other night, and it was a blowout until they took their foot off the gas. They were up by 26 near the end of the third quarter. You know, they beat Memphis twice. Like, they've played well. You know, Sarr's been really good defensively. Trae Johnson's been really good offensively. You know, like, and Koulibaly has been very good defensively and is actually starting to show a little offensive capability.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the first time you could actually see them start to kind of, hey, yeah, we're good. We can be good in this league. And now, almost by default, because you have to do it, you bring Trae Young in, well, everybody's going to defer to Trae Young because mm-hmm. he's a four-time All-Star. You know, he is a very talented offensive player. He has dropped off a little from a couple of years ago, but he's still the best player they got on offense mm-hmm. by a lot. You know, so he's going to have the ball in his hands all the time. Now, their thought process is he can get the best versions of our players offensively through his gravity. And there's some truth to that. There is some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
He will draw defenses. He will draw attention. He is a very good passer. He led the league in assists last year. He's averaged double-figure assists 3 years in a row. He will pass the ball. So he's not a selfish guy. But the ball's in his hands all the time. You know what I mean? They're not running him off of pin downs, and he's coming up and taking jumpers. No, he's deciding what happens, right? Yeah. And so that just kind of goes against everything that they've been building up for the last couple of years. And the rationale is, well, we want to try to be a little more competitive next year. Okay. Because he ain't going to play at all the rest of this year, guys. That's not happening. He ain't playing. I'm just telling you that right now. Don't expect to see Trae Young, you know, playing Friday night against the Pelicans. That's not happening. When he plays next year, though, they want to try to make a little run, maybe at the play-in. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. It's just a little odd. It's an odd fit to me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Is it an odd thing that could possibly work? I just look at him, the way he can shoot and pass, and Trae Johnson, the way he can shoot. The right. spacing that would have to be on the
Absolutely.
Court. Well, if
Absolutely.
You leave him wide, if you leave Trae Johnson yep. wide open, you could have like a, what's my man, set the 3-point record back in the day. Yep.
Steph Curry.
Nah, before Steph.
Oh, Ray Allen. Reggie Miller.
He'd be
Ray
a Ray Allen.
Allen
type dude with all the wide open shots.
No doubt. Yes. No, I get it. I get what they're saying. I mean, and that's all of that's true. He will get shots for Trey Johnson. He will. Alex Saar will feast off of his lobs. He's the best lob thrower in the league. There's nobody better at throwing a lob than Trey Young. He's the best. And he's really good at it. So Alex is going to get three or four lob dunks every game now because Trey is a great lob thrower. Keyshawn George, he's been the primary ball handler when he's been out there. Now he will be the secondary ball handler, which is probably what he should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't really want him to be the primary guy. You want him on the weak side. The ball comes to him, and now he's coming downhill on a two-on-one on the weak side. That's great. That's a green light. That's good. You want that. So from that standpoint, yes, I think Trae Young can unlock a lot of their offense, which has been really, really bad. And we've seen it. If you've watched them this year, you know, it's been a lot of CJ McCollum bailing them out late in the shot clock. And that's not what you really want. Right. And so now you will get a lot more ball movement. You get a lot more scoring earlier in the shot clock. And there's nothing wrong with that. And good offense helps you win games, right? Yeah. It does. but it's just more of the kind of the philosophy of roster building.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they've done for 2.5 years has been going in the same direction. And this goes in a very different direction.
Yeah, I agree with that. And my biggest concern, DA, and you know, smart people are telling me this shouldn't be that big of a worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding they have to stay in the bottom four of the NBA to guarantee they have their first round draft pick.
That's right.
In what's coming
up. That's why you're not playing this year.
And that's
exactly right. You'd be missed paying attention, JP.
He's always paying attention.
No, that's exactly right. So, yes. They have to finish with the bottom four to assure. It doesn't mean if they finish fifth, they won't get the pick. There means there's a not zero chance they won't get the pick. If they finish 1, 2, 3, or 4, there is no chance they won't keep their pick. They will keep their pick.
And so
there's
you're
no
confident.
Way they can't keep their pick.
They understand the mission here, right?
They understand the mission, yes.
Okay. All right. That's...
I think you can see, if you look at what Toronto did last year. Well, I shouldn't say what Toronto did. This was the outcome, because I can't sit here and tell you this is what they did this. I can tell you they traded for Brandon Ingram. He did not play a second for them. They traded for him about the same time that this trade is going down. He did not play a second for them.
Okay.
He didn't play one game for the Raptors after he got traded there. Mm. And they wound up keeping their pick and picking ninth. You know? And so... if you look at Philly last year, they had to keep their pick had to be top six for them to keep it. Otherwise, they had to give. I think it was Oklahoma City, of course, because Oklahoma City is in every trade. I'm pretty sure Philly went something like 5-31 the rest of the second half of the season.
Gotcha.
You know, Embiid didn't play, Maxey didn't play, nobody played. So I suspect. I can't predict it. I can't guarantee it. But I think there will be some injuries down the stretch.
There you go. They understand the mission.
Re-aggravation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking with our friend David Aldridge here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give DA a follow at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. So before I switch to football, DA, you seem like you kind of lukewarm like this trade.
I would say that's fair, yes. Okay. I would call it lukewarm because I do understand – they should, and if they keep the pick, assuming they keep the pick, they're going to add a really good rookie next year, right? So if they keep the pick, now you're adding a really good rookie from a loaded draft and Trae Young. That's not bad. And they still have almost $50 million in cap room after bringing Trae Young in. Because they had $80 million in cap room for next year. Now, Trae Young takes up about, well, it'll take up about, I think it's 49
was the number.
40-some million of that. Yeah. So they're still going to have 25, 30 million in cap space to do something if they want to do it next year. So they could bring in a third player. They could. They may not, but they could. So I see that. So fairness dictates that we give that group a chance to play together and see how good they can be.
All right. I like it.
Now we're switching over to football, right?
Yep.
You and I were there Monday night when Dan Quinn and Adam Peters addressed the media, and Adam Peters said he doesn't make coaching decisions. That's Dan Quinn. Less than 24 hours later, the reports came out that Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury were out. The Witt thing is a 0 out of a 10 surprise. Mm-hmm. What was your level of surprise with Cliff?
I just have one question. Have they hired Mike McDaniels yet? That's all I need. I ain't got nothing else.
We were going there next.
there ain't no other issue here for me with this team right now. Was I surprised? A little bit. A little. I thought there would be some middle ground. It appears there wasn't any. You know, like, it seems to me that they asked Cliff, Dan asked Cliff if he could change the offense a little bit, put Jaden under center a little bit more, do some other things. Again, I think to mitigate the risk. Nobody is saying you can eliminate risk. It's
totally.
Football. It's violent. We understand that. But you can mitigate the risk. You can reduce the risk. And I think that's what they were saying. Look, let's see if we can you change your offense so that we reduce the potential of Jaden getting exposed to hits? And it seems like Cliff said, no, I can't. That's my offense. And they said, all right, well, then we can't go forward. Yeah. That's what I think happened. I mean, until we hear something contrary, I think that's what happened.
In that type of situation, like, we watch it all over the world, man. Every business you out there, that you have out there, somebody asks you to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not the final say and you don't adjust, you're gone. Point blank.
Yeah, exactly. Our business model changed a few years ago at The Athletic. It wasn't the model that I signed up for. Now I have two choices. I can say, well, this isn't what I signed up for. I'm leaving. Or I can say, all right, let me try to do it this way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it this way.
Yeah, me and JP right now talking to you on video and everything else. We didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. Things happen. So, and I'm not mad at Cliff. If Cliff feels very strongly about his offense, which he should, by the way. It's worked at the NFL, at the highest level. It's worked. And frankly, I think Cliff realizes there are other opportunities. He could be a head coach in the NFL somewhere next year. He could. So I get it. I'm not mad at him. Sometimes people move on, and that's life. People move on. And again, have they hired Mike McDaniel yet? Because that's the only question that I have that matters right now with this football team.
How much?
That's the most obvious fix to a bad situation that you could possibly have.
Yeah, yeah. I we all kind of heard that throughout the year, especially when Miami was really struggling. Like, oh, man, McDaniel will make a ton of sense here.
Right.
Then Miami gets hot late. They start really running the hell out of the football. And it seemed like McDaniel was going to hold on to that job
right until
Baltimore fired Harbaugh. Got fired.
Yeah.
that changed it. I think he's still the coach if Harbaugh doesn't get fired, right?
The chain reactions, man.
Totally agree with you.
Absolutely. Look, this is the most – I mean, this is so obvious, guys. Like, it's not – he is really – they are really good friends. He has said Dan Quinn helped save my life.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer. He's brilliant offensively. He runs Shanahan. He ran it. Look at what Miami did when they were at their best. Did Tua throw the ball a lot? Yeah, he did. Did they give the ball to Raheem Mostert a lot? Yes, they did. they had two backs, and they divided the labor, and it was a really good offense. Now they had Tariq Hill at his prime, taking the top off, and so personnel wise they could do some things, but this is, man. Now maybe he gets another head coaching job, and then you can't keep him from a head coaching job, but I would certainly be throwing everything at him right now to come to D.C. to run this offense.
In 2023, McDaniel's best year in Miami, they were first in passing yards, sixth in rushing yards, first in the NFL in rushing touchdowns with 27.
Yep. Yeah.
If you want somebody to run the Shanahan zone blocking run scheme. He was the Niners run game coordinator for four years before he got the job.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and look, again, this isn't a poverty ask. You're asking, hey, do you want to come work with Jaden Daniels for the next 5 years? That's not a bad,
come on now. That's not a, we're not having a telethon for the Commanders right now. That's a pretty good gig. So, I think they got a great set. He knows Quinn. They are friends, not work friends, friends.
Yeah. Real life stuff.
And I think Dan is secure enough to understand. I'm always looking at how coaches do this. I got to hire somebody that's good enough to replace me if I really care about the team.
True.
And that would be Mike McDaniel. Right? That, to me, that's what I would do if I were Dan Quinn, and be secure enough to say, yeah, this guy's good enough. If it doesn't work and they fire me, they're going to hire him. Okay, I don't care. Let's do it.
Yeah. What, if any, concern do you have for Jaden with Tavita gone, Cliff gone? We'll see what other changes shake out.
I mean, I don't have as many as I think other people do. I think everything we know about Jaden Daniels is that he is a workaholic. He is a voracious film guy. He is at the park early, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, looking at tape. So why would we think he can't pick up an offense that half of the NFL runs, more than half of the NFL runs? See, we're not asking him to learn Russian. You know what I mean?
Like, I hear football players, like, I know you got different terminologies, but football is football. And if a guy got to just learn the terminology, I've heard enough about Jaden and I've watched him enough to know he's not going to have a problem with that.
I don't think I have any problem with it. Look, there's a difference between having no problem with it and there being no adjustment. There will be an adjustment period. And it may take him half of next season to really feel comfortable in the offense. Okay. I think that's worth it for the potential payoff down the road, because this could be really good with him. If you get Mike McDaniel here teaching Jaden Daniels this offense, this could be really good, really good.
I agree with you, DA. I think for Jaden operating in a different do you agree with me here? Jaden and Marcus and other players on Monday when we were there for locker cleanout, they got asked about Cliff because the media is not dummies. We understand there's something brewing here, right? And they all said, love Cliff, love working with Cliff. But I believe Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, you may have even asked the question about Jaden's involvement and kind of what happens next. I think in absolute terms, whether it was Dan or Adam, they let Jaden know a change was coming. Do you agree with that?
Oh, sure. I would be shocked if you always let the best player know what's happening. Like, the best player should never be surprised by anything you do. He or she should know about that days or weeks in advance. Because that's the deference you pay to the best player on any team in any sport. And so, I can't imagine he was shocked by it. Come on, that doesn't make any sense.
Agreed.
I think he knew about it. I think he and his camp liked Cliff Kingsbury and loved working with him? Absolutely. And they should have, because Cliff made it possible for Jaden to cook in the way Jaden can cook. And I get it. I'm not mad at them for having loyalty. I like people who are loyal. I like that. But this is big boy football. Coaches get fired. And now you have to work with another coach. That's what happens with everybody who plays in the NFL. You know?
It happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
DA, last thing. Friday night, Derek Queen and the Pelicans coming to town. Trae Young, highly unlikely to be playing Friday night, if at all, right?
Right. Yeah, no, he ain't playing.
Is this
the Friday night next year?
The most... But the most juice for a Wizards home game without like Steph Curry or Giannis or without the juice being built by the other team.
Right, for the Wizards.
Because I even saw you had that tweet about one of the Wiz guys getting on, I think it was NBA TV post game.
Yeah, like, Star.
There's a little bit of buzz going.
Yes, there is. And I don't think it's going to stop because of the trade. It just has to go in a different direction now, I guess. There is. Like, I think people, and I get it, like the Wizards, and they've earned a lot of the scorn. I get it, because they've been bad for the most, with one or two exceptions, the Wall years and a couple of years of Gilbert. They've been a joke for 40 years. Like, they have been completely irrelevant in the NBA. So they've earned a lot of that scorn. But it's lazy to say, oh, same old Wizards. No, they're not the same old Wizards.
No,
they're not.
No.
They're not. Like, Michael Winger and Will Dawkins know what they're doing. And it may not work, but it's not because they don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they have drafted pretty well, I would say, the last 3 years. The draft picks that they have, you know, because Sar got clowned when he debuted in Vegas in the summer league last year. He was terrible. And people thought, oh, this is the worst pick ever. He's the worst, biggest bust in the history of the world. I don't hear that anymore now. Now that he's blocking five shots against Orlando, you mm-hmm. know, like, they're getting better. They have a chance.
Yeah.
Now, whether it's Trae Young that ties it all together, or A.J. DeVonza that ties it all together, or Darren Peterson that ties it all together, or some other, you know, star player, I don't know. But these young guys are showing some signs, some real ones, that they know that they're pretty good, that they have a chance to be really good.
Appreciate you, D.A. Seriously, all right, Dave. Thanks,
appreciate
dude.
You, bro.
All right, guys. My pleasure as always. All right, man.
David Aldridge from The Athletic. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Bleep You Thursday coming up at 1 o'clock.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.